Welcome to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast, where we are turning your dream of writing a book into your reality. On this show, you'll learn how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book from the most elite professionals and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm your host, Jake Kelfer, four-time bestselling author and founder of the Big Idea to Bestseller program, and I'm here to reveal the secrets of what it takes to write an incredible book to grow your business, become the go-to expert, and change the world. So whether you want more credibility, you want more coaching clients, you want to start a business, or you simply want to share a powerful message, this podcast was made for you. Let's go! Let's go! We got somebody super fun, Australia's newest best-selling author, Joanne Sutton of the book Move Free from Pain, in the house today. And I'm so excited. Joanne, I'm so excited to bring you onto the show and to talk all about everything that is your great book, that is everything you're doing. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jake. I'm absolutely overjoyed to be here. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Let's dig in here, okay?
Yep.
A year ago, you hadn't started your book. A year now.
That's true. You're
a best-selling author in multiple categories, taking the Australian Amazon store by storm. So talk to me about this. What is your background and how did that lend itself to you starting to write a book?
Well, I'd always, probably like a lot of people, secretly wanted to write a book, but had absolutely no idea how to do that and would think that it was something that other people did. So that you had to be an expert or you had to be invited to write a book or, you know, reasons like that. So I thought it was probably out of my reach and something I wouldn't be able to do, even though secretly I wondered if I could do it. So it was something in the back of my mind. And having taught Pilates now for 2 decades, so this time 20 years ago, I was doing my teacher training course at the University of Technology in Sydney. So, and I actually started teaching pretty much straight away because they pair you off with an experienced teacher. So you do your apprenticeship hours. So 20 years of teaching Pilates also seemed like a great opportunity to write a book because I feel like I do have 2 decades of experience of helping people become pain-free with Pilates. And I also want to share that with people who are in pain to help them get out of pain, but also for other teachers to see my methods and to see how I help people get out of pain. So a book did seem like the perfect way for me to get that message out there.
I love it. I love it. And so the book is called Move Free from Pain, right?
Yes.
What, after 2 decades of experiences of teaching Pilates, I know you also wrote some blog posts leading up to this, right? Like what can we expect to learn in the book and who's it for?
I actually wrote the book specifically for a person in chronic pain, and I used a client who came to me in April last year in chronic pain as my ideal client to base the book on. So it's a woman who's in her mid to late 50s, who's in chronic pain, back pain in this case with this client, and has tried everything. She's been had every test. She's tried physiotherapy, chiropractic, osteopathy. She's been cleared medically and then gets told there's nothing wrong with you. You just have a very weak core and terrible posture and you need to go and strengthen and perhaps do some sort of core strengthening to improve that. And then they're left on their own to work out what to do. Mm. So being in pain is a very scary experience. I know because I've been there myself. So when these people are left like this, they don't know where to turn. So I want to get the message out there that my book can help you. If you've been told that your core is weak and there's nothing more we can do for you, or you have a range of other musculoskeletal issues as well, and you've tried everything, then Pilates is for you. So I want to get that message out there, but I also want to make it more mainstream that when people are in pain, they think of going to an experienced, qualified Pilates practitioner like myself or other practitioners who can help you get out of chronic pain and specialize in rehabilitation rather than going to a Pilates group class of 30 people at a gym, because that is not for people who are in chronic pain. It's not geared. It's geared to people who just want to do a workout and stay fit. But if you're in chronic pain, you really need to work with someone, a Pilates practitioner who specializes in rehabilitation. So I want to get that message out there to make it more mainstream and help people who are suffering and are alone and feel like they don't know where to turn and they don't know what their future holds.
I didn't know that. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't know that. I'm not a huge Pilates guy myself. That may be a surprise, but I don't do Pilates all that often. So I really didn't understand that. And that's the beauty of why your book matters so much, right?
Exactly, exactly.
That is why we do this type of thing, because there are so many people that need to know an option. And if you don't know, you don't know, right? You don't know what
Exactly.
you don't know. And so oftentimes people stay stuck. And this isn't just with chronic pain, this is in life, right? We get
Yes.
stuck because we don't know that there is actually a better way, or we know that there's a better way, but we don't know what that better way is. And you have done exactly that. You have made a very, very clear book to help educate and to show people that there is a way. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I know that when we started writing your book together, right? One of the things we'd said was really dig deep into who is this person that you're writing the book for, right? And you did
Yes.
such a great job too, just now, of like, you know exactly who this is for. You know so much about them. Do you feel that going through that exercise really early on about really getting clear about who the book's for, writing as if you're writing to one person, do you feel that that really helped you navigate the writing process?
Definitely. I think pinning it down to one person was, it did make it very clear, and it made it very easy to be talking to one person rather than to everyone. And it definitely made the process a lot like clearer and smoother.
And
Yes.
you mentioned something a little bit ago, where you were talking about really bringing this book out to help people with this with chronic pain, right? And you mentioned that, when you were thinking about writing a book, you thought it was only for certain people, right?
Exactly,
And
yes.
so for you, what were the hesitations that you had to break free from or overcome to help you realize that it's not just for certain people, but that book writing could be accessible to you and many other people as well? Like, what was it that helped shifted your mindset around that?
I think when I saw some of my colleagues writing books as well, that definitely made me think, well, it's possible. But again, I didn't know if they'd been invited. I thought you had to be invited, like a publisher has to contact you and say, well, would you like to write a book? So I didn't know if that was going to be the case. And then when I found out, when I heard you speaking on Leslie Logan's podcast, Be It Till You See It, and I heard you speaking, by the end of that podcast, I was thinking, I definitely want to do this. So, and I immediately took the steps to download your book and contacted you, and I took it from there because I thought, this seems like someone who knows exactly how to put a book together, and I definitely want to be a part of that. So it was actually an amazing experience for me to listen to that podcast, and it was actually like a bit of a light bulb moment. It was like, oh, so this is how you write a book if you want to write a book. So I don't have to wait to be invited. And yeah, I took it from there. So it was kind of very clear for me once I heard that podcast and then had my interview with you and read your book, and I was like, yeah, I definitely want to do this. So
And
it was almost like I couldn't like not do it at that point.
I'm so glad you did, because we had our ups and downs throughout the process, right? But we ended up with something so incredible, and it was like so quick, so efficient,
Yes.
and you had a lot going on throughout
I
the
did.
entire process,
I did.
and you were still able to produce an incredibly valuable book that is helping people all over the place. All right, and that's awesome. And for the listeners out there, and we're not going to go too deep into this, but like what was really cool for me to see was that you had some very personal things happening, and you figured out a way to fit the process with your life. And what we tried to do too, and again, like I said, there were ups and downs because there was a lot going on. But what we really wanted to make sure is that you always had a place to come to as you were ready. And so if you needed to take a little breather, we had your back. If you needed to figure out and plan ahead, we could set you up with that. And so I think that was a really cool thing for me to see as you were working with me and our team, because it showed how committed you were to this process. And the finished product is a testament to that.
Thank you. Yes. No, I feel like it's true, Jake. There were lots of up and downs, and what was going on in my life didn't mean that I could say I'm going to write for 1 hour a day, or I couldn't do that. Like, I had to just fit it in around what was happening in my life. So I had to be a lot more flexible and make a lot more sacrifices. And if it meant staying up late and finishing it, I did it. So I did whatever was necessary to get it done. But then I also had your support and your understanding, like from you and the team, which was really great, and lots of guidance and support from them, constantly encouraging me and showing me what was possible. And there were times when I thought, oh, this is too hard. But then I always kept coming back, and I had that support to keep going, and I did it. So,
Yeah.
yes.
When you got ready to launch the book, okay? Like it all of a sudden became very real, right?
Yes.
What was that feeling like when you were approaching launch and then when you actually launched the book? Walk me through what emotionally was going on and then what actually happened. Like talk me through that whole experience for you.
Okay, well, coming up to the launch, I mean, I've heard other people say this. They've said that launching a book is like birthing a baby. And I have to say, it felt like that. Now, I don't actually have children myself. I've never birthed a baby, but from what I've heard other people describe, I think it sounds fairly similar in terms of the nerves. And you do question yourself, and you feel like you've just got to get to that launch date, and you've just got to get there, and you feel like once you get there, everything's going to be okay. And there's so many things that happen along the way. Things are going wrong, and things might not turn out as you planned, and you've got to find ways around that. But then you do find those ways, and you do get there. So it was definitely a mixture of nerves, excitement, anticipation, and then worrying, what's going to happen? Will it be successful? Won't it be successful? It's very much an unknown. So it did feel like stepping out into the unknown, but on launch day, it felt really good as well. Like it felt like, okay, I'm finally here and I can get those links out to everyone and get them buying the books. And then that feeling on launch day, it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I didn't send out the links till 11 o'clock because there was a little bit of a glitch with the time difference in Australia to America. And one of your team very kindly let me know to delay it till after 11. And thankfully, my clients are very well trained to wait for the link. So I don't think anyone bought it before 11. And I just messaged them and said, well, the link's going to be after 11. Don't buy till after 11. So they did. And nothing much was happening. And I'm thinking, well, I'm sending out all these things. What's happening? And then at 4 o'clock, I refreshed my screen and everything went to number one. So three number ones in a row. And I just sat there and I went, oh my gosh, like, this is it. I think this is it. This is what you look for. And I was by myself and I'm like looking around, doing a double take, thinking, this is it. So I took a screenshot of it, of course, and then sent it to MT. And then the next morning she confirmed, yes, look, it's everywhere. And she had lots of screenshots from all the different categories. And yeah, it was amazing. It just felt like, it felt a bit like winning the lottery.
Wow, that's we're birthing babies and we're winning lotteries.
Yeah,
Like
I know.
talk about the emotions.
I know.
That's amazing. So I wanna dig in a little deeper now. The book is still very fresh, right?
Yes.
The
Yeah.
book is still so new and so fresh, but how has it impacted you at this point? Now that the book's out, how has it impacted you? How has it impacted your confidence in yourself, your brand, your business reputation? Have you noticed anything shift internally or externally since the launch already?
Yes, I've noticed big shifts in both internal and external. Well, I do feel more confident having the book. It's almost like it's like my knowledge all out in this book, in a tangible thing that I can show to people, as opposed to just having it in my head. So that feels really good. And then externally, a lot of people have given me amazing feedback about my book, which has been really good. And from people that I trust in quite high places within Pilates. And I have a client who's a scientist who was just telling me that she thinks my book's amazing and it'll be a resource that she'll be using for years to come.
Amazing.
So she said, it's something I'm going to be referring back to. And she got all her friends to buy a copy of my book. So, and one of my colleagues in my book, I mention a good friend who told me to start Pilates. So that friend has got a copy of my book. So she's reading the book, and I have to say to her, "You're the good friend I'm mentioning in the book." And she was blown away by that. She couldn't believe it because this was more than 22 years ago that she told me to go to Pilates. So she's honored to be that friend. But she is a Pilates practitioner as well, and she believes my book should be in every doctor's waiting room, every wait dressing room, waiting room, hairdressing salon, everywhere across the country because it's so good. So it's really nice when people acknowledge that. And she said, I can see how much she's also a lawyer slash Pilates instructor. So she does both. So she said, I just see how much work you've put in this, and it's just looks incredible. And I appreciate all the research that you've backed everything up with. And I'm just blown away by your book. So it's really lovely to receive feedback like that from people whose opinion you trust.
It really is a great feeling. And I love what you said that she said, which is your book should be in every doctor's office waiting room,
Yes.
everything, because that's also like part of the next bit of fun is now that the book's out, now we get to use the book, right? We get to use it in so many ways. And so in a situation like yours, right? Like when you have a book that solves a specific problem, right?
Yes.
There are always places that you don't necessarily think of right off the bat to collaborate with, to partner with, to market with, because most of the time we are selling a digital service or we are selling our studio or we are having people come in. But now you have a book, you have a physical product that you can leave in places, you can give it away, you can offer, hey, I'm gonna give you 10 copies to give to your patients. Hey, if you medically clear them, but they're still in pain, I'm the next option. And you can create so many different partnerships and use the book in so many ways. So I can't wait for you to start using the book and leveraging it in all of these amazing ways.
I know it sounds very exciting, and I'm really looking forward to going on to that stage next. Like, my mind's already buzzing about what I'm going to do because I do feel like there are endless possibilities with it, and I've got lists and I've got ideas. And yeah, it's going to be very exciting because I do want to see, I'm going to definitely be seeing how far I can take my book and what it can do for me. I mean, one of my clients who The beauty with my clients is that most of them is long are long-term clients. So I've been privileged to see their progress over a long period of time after becoming pain-free. And the client that I've had the longest just celebrated 18 years with me this month. And she said to me, having your book gives you a lot more credibility. And I was like, after 18 years, you think I need more credibility? But I think she was kind of joking. But it's amazing because I do think people feel that you do have more credibility if you have a book.
So as we kind of start to wrap up here, I want to know some details about the book, okay? Like chronic pain, being in pain, move free from pain. That's the title. Like, how do we do it? You know, like walk me through some practical things that you love to teach, some movement, some thoughts, some tips. What can we do if we're feeling in pain? We're medically cleared. There's nothing actually wrong with us, according to the doctors. Like, what are we supposed to do? Where do we start?
Well, the first thing I like to do is to, well, Pilates, each exercise has a conscious breathing pattern. So breathing is very important in Pilates, but we can also use that to help calm the nervous system. So the first thing that I get people to do is to calm their nervous system because when you're in chronic pain over a long period of time, it's very stressful and you're often in the fight or flight response, meaning that you can't relax. So, and that's a very tiring state to be in. So the first step is to calm the nervous system, and breathing helps with that. And in my book, I offer six resources, and that's the first resource that people can have access to, like they're free resources. So the first one is a guided relaxation session to help people calm their nervous system. So the thing with my book is that I've tried to make it as easy to implement straight away as possible. So if people are in pain and they start reading my book, I want them to feel like they can take actions straight away. I don't want them to feel like they've got to wait for something to happen before they start. They can start immediately. As of the end of chapter one, the first action step is to calm your nervous system, go and practice the guided relaxation session. They can take action. So that would be step one. And then after that, in the book, there's a whole series of things that they can go through because the thing is with Pilates, it is quite complex. It's about the core, but it's also about the strengthening the core, the glutes, the feet. It's about improving posture. It's quite complex. And like anything worthwhile, it takes time. So in my book, though, they will be able to go through and action all the steps that they need to do to get out of pain. But for anyone in pain, breathing is an excellent tool that anyone can start with straight away. Even breathing in for four and out for four for a minute slowly will start to calm your nervous system and bring you back to the rest and digest state and get you out of fight or flight, which is something anyone can do anyway.
That's good stuff. I mean, literally as you're doing it, I'm just like, okay, breathe, like, and I think like it's so cool because I think breathing, okay, tangent coming up right now. I think breathing is a underrated topic that people
Oh,
talk about.
yeah.
Okay. Like
Yes.
we, as human beings have to breathe all of the time, like we cannot live if we're not breathing yet. Very few of us put our attention towards how we breathe. So I went down
Yes.
this crazy rabbit hole a couple years ago, and I read this book called Breath by James Nestor. I
Oh,
read The
yes.
Oxygen Advantage. I did like this whole challenge of breathing. And people were like, what do you mean breathing? I'm like, we all breathe wrong, right? Like, and so there are so many benefits to understanding the proper way to breathe. And as you're talking about it, it's so great that you start in a place that could be accessible for everything, but it really sets the tone for everything that you teach. And I love that that's kind of the starting place because breathing is really powerful when you use it correctly and when you have somebody guiding you to that so that you're not just like, am I doing it right? Am I doing it right? Like, you have somebody there. And so I like that tip. And I think it's really, really practical. And anybody can benefit from that step specifically.
Exactly. They can put it into practice straight away. And then in my book, the second or third action step is actually a video about breathing. So the first one is the guided relaxation, and the second one is Pilates breathing techniques. So diaphragmatic breathing, abdominal breathing, and how to put that together. So there's a video about that too, which goes for about 10 minutes. So it's all about learning the correct techniques early on and drawing people's attention to being able to breathe more efficiently, like you're describing, that we can breathe, but there's a more efficient way that we can be breathing, which is going to help us. So that's part of my book as well. And then they'll go on to learn how to connect their abdominal muscles. There's a video about that. And then there's a posture self-check. So if people need to improve their posture, I've got a video for that. And then foot exercises, because most people don't realize that our feet are our foundation, and when our feet are weak, they can be causing poor posture but causing a lot of problems above everything above it. So they can cause knee pain, hip pain, back pain. So there's a foot strengthening video and information about why our feet are so important. And then I finish off with a guide about virtual Pilates sessions, like how to prepare for your first virtual Pilates session, because since March 2020, I've been teaching solely virtually because the results have been incredible. I did it because of COVID, but my clients achieved such amazing results. I've not gone back into the studio. So that's good news in a way for people that don't live in my local area because you can work with me virtually wherever you are, and it's one-on-one. So you get that one-on-one attention, and people make incredible progress in one-on-one sessions.
Wow. You're over here talking about all these resources. I'm like, gosh, this is incredible, right? And these are just the things you're giving in addition to the content you've actually shared in the book. Like, that's the
Exactly.
beautiful thing. You did a really great job. Okay, now tactical side of things, you did a really great job of writing a book that teaches, but then you guide people to exactly what they need next, right? And that's a really beautiful thing. So again, great work on that. And you know, you're over here talking about breathing. I'm over here like, okay, am I breathing right? You're over like, okay, posture. I'm like, okay, posture, stand up. You know, like you're like feet. I'm like wiggling my toes. Like it's so funny because obviously every time, you know, you're sitting in a room and people say, oh, your posture, everyone like gets up and stops slouching, right? Like it's so funny because, you know, I really believe in this quote that a friend of mine used to say is we just need to be reminded more than we need to be taught. And for so many of us, right, like posture, we need to be reminded to do something, right? And of course, we need to learn new things and adapt, but it's a great reminder. And your book, Move Free from Pain, is an incredible, incredible resource for those that are in pain that want to, you know, really take back control of their life. And so, Joanne, how do people get the book? How do people work with you? How do we learn from you?
My book is on Amazon in worldwide. So it's Move Free from Pain by Joanne Sutton, and it's on Amazon worldwide. And my Instagram handle is at JS, so like my initials, JS Mind Body Pilates on Instagram. So if they come to Instagram and DM me, like I do hang out on Instagram quite a lot, and you can also access my website from the link there as well.
Boom. We love to hear it. Joanne, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Jake. It was so much fun.
Of course. And there you have it, folks. There you have it. Joanne Sutton, best-selling author of the book, Move Free from Pain. Make sure you grab yourself a copy. But here's my challenge to you. We end almost every episode with a little challenge based on something that we learned today. So here's my challenge. Regardless of if you're in chronic pain or not, my challenge to you is to grab a copy of Joanne's book, download the resources, and practice your breathing. Okay? Practice your breathing, look inside your posture, and see what can you do that might make a small little adjustment that could create a long-term positive impact on yourself. That's what I have for you today. Let's get after it and let's go. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get started writing your dream book to grow your business and make an impact, then go ahead and go to bigideatobestseller.com. That's www.bigideatobestseller.com. You can get some free resources. You can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. And you can check out everything that we have to help you get started absolutely for free. Together, we're changing the world one book at a time. I'll see you on the next one. Let's go!